Good morning. I saw this clip from Ireland. Amazing. People are being chased. I think they are politicians. They are running for their lives. And I thought about our place. We have this town close to where we live. About 3,000 people live there. And it's a very, very good place. Good town. And my girlfriend and I, we go there. And we can walk the streets. It's good, isn't it? You can enjoy it. Nice weather. You know people there. You can talk to them. Stop and talk to them. Get a cup of coffee. Look at the sights. You see? They can't do it. That part of life is gone for these guys. These assholes. Look at people like Macron or Bill Gates or Fauci or Trudeau. They can get into the limousine, protected by security guards. That's not a life, it's like a prison. And they are in danger, I suppose, everywhere. You know, can just imagine Anthony Fauci, for instance. He can't tell his wife, you know, let's go out into nature today, enjoy it. They can't do it. They will be looking over their shoulders. They can't relax. Something might happen, you know. So that's justice. If nothing else happens to them, at least this happened. I don't think Fauci will ever face justice. I hope so, but I don't think so. But at least his life is limited, isn't it? Now, this thing from Ireland was amazing. Now, maybe you know what this is, you people in Ireland. I don't know who these guys are. But there's one man there. He's got an ice cream cone in his hand. So he stopped to get an ice cream. He was walking there. No, the weather was nice. Oh, this is nice. Let's get an ice cream. And then these people turned up. And the next second, he was running for his life. See? And I could hear this lady screaming, "What are you doing?" You know, something. Fantastic, isn't it? What do you think? It's going to get worse for them. I think so. Right. I saw this from the UK, the newspaper Telegraph. I just saw the headline. COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths. So you need to subscribe if you want to read the full article, right? But that's what I saw, and I thought, it's getting closer now, isn't it? Sort of moving towards the center of things. It's going to get worse for them. I also watched Anthony Fauci. He was crying in this hearing when he talks about the death threats against him and his family. Man, that's not a life, is it? He thought, oh, I'm going to be the hero now. Media, they wanted to make him a hero. But it didn't work at all. People know that he's responsible for people dying, and he will not be safe anywhere. It's like a prison, absolutely. So, yeah, my girlfriend and I, maybe today we are going into town, totally relaxed. It's going to be fun. Now we find excuses to reward ourselves with a nice cup of coffee or lunch or something. And we have a good excuse, because yesterday I fixed the tractor. There's something wrong with it. And I'm not very good with this stuff, engines. I'm not good with this. I can build stuff, but engines, I'm not very interested. So when something happens, I get frustrated. And I know I have to learn, and I do it, right? But I don't like it. So I'm quite proud of myself, because I did. I fixed it. So that's an excuse, isn't it? So maybe today we are going in to maybe get an ice cream, you know. Walking the streets, relaxed. It's a nice part of life, isn't it? And these guys, they can't do it anymore. And I'm quite sure about this, it's going to get worse for them. The more news, the more truth is coming out, it's going to get worse. And people realize that their loved ones died or got sick because of them. You know? Well, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes, let's say. Right. Be good.